Good morning and good chodesh, everybody. Today's daf is Erev and daf Yud Beis. We are holding on daf Yud Aleph and Beis. We are at the Mishnah. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by Lili Nishmas Meir Yosef Ben Avram Alav Shalom by his children and grandchildren. Also sponsored by Henry Olinsky in memory of his father Menachem Yitzchak Ben Yaakov Yisrael Zichron Levracha, whose yahrzeit was Wednesday. It's also sponsored by Rabbi Meir Bruckheimer in appreciation of the daf Yomi Shurim and in honor of his grandson's Nafi Lieber's wedding to Tamar Gartenberg and their week of Shever Brachos. It's also sponsored by the Salzberger family in honor of the up of this morning of Jason Salzberger and his forthcoming marriage to my niece Shani Eisenberg, Mazel Tov. And it's also sponsored by my Talmud Dov Maskowitz Le'ilu Nishmas, his father Chaim Ben Yitzchak Alav Hashalom, the Neshama Shav and Aliyah. We thank all the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So we're holding out the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph, and based on the Mishnah is going to discuss about what it takes to allow carrying in a mavoi. What sorts of tikkunim do you need on the mavoi? And that's going to lead the Gemara into a discussion of what exactly the definition of a Rishus HaYachid on a Doraisa level is. How many walls do you need in order to have a Rishus HaYachid Mida Oraisa? Then the Amud Aleph is going to deal almost entirely with the tikkunim of a mavoi and a chatzer, and what the difference is, what you need at the entrance of a mavoi and what you need at the entrance of a chatzer to be allowed to carry in them. And then Amud Beis is going to discuss the status of a mavoi that does not have a shituf. If the different participants in the mavoi, the different residents of the mavoi, did not make a shituf between them. And then at the very end of the daf, we're going to talk about the dimensions of a mavoi and a chatzer. What makes something a mavoi versus a chatzer based on the dimensions, or based on a square or rectangular shape. So let's begin the Mishnah on daf Yud Aleph and Beis. Says the Mishnah, Hechsher Mavui, Beishamei Omrim Lechi Vikora. Beishamei says, in order to be Machsher Mavui, you need a Lechi that's 10 Tefachim high at one side of the entrance of the Mavui, and a Kora that's a Tefach wide running over the entranceway of the Mavui. Beisil Omrim, a Lechi, O Kora. You don't need both. One or the other is good enough. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Lechayayin. And Rabbi Eliezer says, you need two Lechis from the two sides, at the two sides of the entranceway of the Mavui. The Ritva points out that Rabbi Eliezer is not disagreeing with both Beishamai and Beisilam presenting a third opinion. Rather, he's saying that is Shitas Beishamai, that Beishamai does not necessarily require a Lechi and a Kora. Two Lechayayim will also work according to the Beishamai. And Beisilam says, no, one is good enough. One Lechi, one Kora, whichever one you want to do is good enough. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amr Talmud Echel, Lefnei Rabbi Akiva, Talmud reported in the name of Rabbi Ishmael, in front of Rabbi Akiva, a different version of this machlokas Beishamai Beis Hillel. That lo nechloku Beishamai Beis Hillel mavoi shu pachos me'arba amos, there is no machlokas Beishamai Beis Hillel when the mavoi is less than 4 amos wide. Then even Beishamai would agree shu nitar obalachi obakari. Even Beishamai would say in such a case, one or the other would be good enough. Al ma nechloku al rachav me'arba amos ve'ad eser. The whole machlokas is if the width is somewhere between 4 and 10 amos. She Beishamai rom lechi vikaro Beis Hillel ro lechi okara. Same machlokas, just as you reported it, but we have to confine the situation where that machlokas applies. The machlokas only applies if the entranceway is between 4 and 10 amos, but if the entranceway is less than 4 amos, then everyone would agree to what Beis Hillel says, that it's one or the other, either a lechi or a kora. Amar Rabbi Akiva says, no, al zevi al zenech luku. The machlokas Beishamai Beis Hillel is in both cases, even if the entranceway is less than 4 amos wide. Tosfos points out that why don't we ask him, Rabbi Akiva over here, why does he have to explain the Shita of Beishamai? Meaning, Beis Hillel is going to be consistent regardless. Beis Hillel is going to always say, O Lechi, O Kora. The question is Beishamai moda to Shita's Beis Hillel when it's less than 4 amos wide? But Beis Hillel for sure holds, regardless of the size, one or the other is good enough. O Lechi, O Kora. So Tosfos is a little bothered. Why does Rabbi Akiva have to go out of his way to further clarify the Shita of Beishamai? We don't paskin like the Shita of Beishamai. So once Rabbi Shmuel says, "Onech leBeishamai Beis Hillel by a mother that's pachs me'arba amos," so Rabbi Kiva should have said that it's not true. So Tos explains that the reason Rabbi Kiva clarifies is because he heard something that was not true. Meaning, once it was reported to him in the name of Rabbi Shmuel that Beishamai held a certain way, Rabbi Kiva wouldn't have gone out of his way to clarify on his own. But once it was reported to him that Beishamai held a certain way, so he felt that he had to clarify that in fact is is the machlokas beisham and beisilal, even when it's pachos me'arba amos. Says Gemara, kiman. Who is our Mishnah assuming like that you could be matir mavoi? We're assuming a mavoi mefulash with a lechi bekara. So deloka chananya udeloka tanakama. If you think back to the sugi we had in Davav, where you have a mavoi mefulash and what it takes to be matir mavoi mefulash, this conforms with neither opinion. According to the Tanakama, you had to make a tzuras haPesach on one side and a lechi bekara on the other side. Chananya held that according to Beis Shammai, you need a delas mikan, the delas mikan. You need an actual door, and according to Beis Hillel, a delas mikan and a lechi bekara mikan. So at least the tzuras haPesach, perhaps even a delas. And it doesn't say any of that in our Mishnah. We're just talking about lechi and kara in our Mishnah. Says in our Amar Rav Yehuda Hachikamer Hechsher Mavi Sasum Ketzad Beis Shammai Lechi Bekara Beis Hillel No Lechi Okara. That discussion back in Daf Vav was about a mavi mefulash where it was open at both ends. Yeah, then you have to start talking about doors in Tzuras HaPesach. We're talking about a mavi sasum lechi okara. That's going to be good enough. So Beishamai Ram lechi vikara. Beishamai said you need both. Lemeimer de kasavri Beishamai arba mechitzas d'oraisa. That seems to imply that Beishamai holds that in order to make something rishus yachin mida oraisa, you need four mechitzas. So if you already have a mavi sasum, you have three mechitzas, and then Beishamai has all of these requirements on the fourth side, both the lechi and the kara. Apparently he holds you need a pretty good fourth side. It must be because he holds that you need four walls in order for something to become a Rishul Sayachid on a Doraisa level. Lavdavka that four walls, because even Beis Shammai is not saying you need a wall on the fourth side, but that you need a very strong tikkun on that fourth side in order to turn it into Rishul Sayachid. So it says Gemara, look, Lizrok Mishalashu de Mechayiv. If you are throwing something from a Rishul Sarabim into the Mavoi, even if you do nothing on that fourth side, it just has three walls, and you throw something from Rosh Hashanah into the Mavoi, you're chayiv. The Mavoi is a Rosh Hashanah on a Doraisa level. But Midrabanim, Lataltel, Adi Yikarba, to be Metaltel within it, like it's a Rosh Hashanah to carry within it, so then we require these extra tikkunim. Beis Hillel Amrim, then Beis Hillel said, O Lechi, O Kora. You don't need such a strong tikkun on the fourth side. Either a Lechi or a Kora suffices. So Lema Kasavri Beis Hillel Shalosh Mechitzos, Shalosh Mechitzos Doraisa. Sounds like Beis Hillel holds that in order for something to become a Rosh Hashanah d'oraisa, you only need three mechitzos. How do you see that? That something becomes a Rosh Hashanah d'oraisa with three mechitzos. So the Rashba explains, because if we would have held that two mechitzos is enough to make something Rosh Hashanah on a d'oraisa level, he would not have required a mavui that has three full mechitzos. He would not have required to make all these tikkunim on the fourth side. It would have been good enough that to have on the third wall a lechi or a kora, meaning even if it were a mavoi mefulash, he only would have required a lechi or a kora on the third wall, and he would not have required three full walls if really two walls were enough on a d'oraisa level. Meaning, whatever the rabbanon are adding, they shouldn't have to add an extra wall for a din d'rabbanon. They should add a lechi, a kora, some kind of thing like that for a din d'rabbanon, but they would not have added an extra wall for a din d'rabbanon. That's how the Rashba explains the Gemara's hechrich over here that Beisilim must hold that Shalosh Mechitzos is Doraisa. That we're coming La'afuke, someone who might want to say that Shtei Mechitzos is Doraisa. So we're saying it's not Shtei Mechitzos, Shalosh Mechitzos is Doraisa, and that's why in the Ruach Revius you need some sort of tikkun. The Tos HaRosh, however, wonders, how can it be Mochiach from Beis Hillel that three Mechitzos is Doraisa? It could be that that the reason that they say by a Mavoi that has three Mechitzos, three full Mechitzos, that you need a tikkun on the Ruach Revius is just to tell us that even in such a case, you need a lechi or a kara on the Ruach Revius. Meaning not la afuke if there are two walls, but it's he's coming to say that even in when there are three walls, meaning you're right, when there are two walls, it's also Rosh Hashanah and Doraisa level, but Aval became the Rabban were so machmir that even when there are three walls, you can need a tikkun. Furthermore, Beis Hillel has to address Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai holds you need a lechi vikara on the Ruach Revius, but maybe they really hold two mechitzos kemuros min haTorah. That's all you need to make something Rosh Hashanah min haTorah. So Tosfos Rosh understands the Gemara a little bit differently. When the Gemara says Lema Kasavri Beis Hillel Shalosh Mechitzos Daraisa, that it's since Beis Hillel hold that you only need a lachi or a kora on the fourth wall, you see from there that you don't need four mechitzos min haTorah, that you only need three. Meaning the way the Rashba understood it is, what else would I have thought Beis Hillel holds? That you only need two mida oraisa. So comes the Gemara and says, ooh, you see from here that you need three and that two is not enough. Says
says to Rosh, no, that's not what the Gemara is trying to say. We just got through trying to show that Beis Shammai holds you need four on a Doraisa level. So we're saying, you see clearly that Beis Hillel does not hold that you need four, that you need a maximum of three on a Doraisa level. We're not addressing the issue of two. That's how the Tosa Rosh understands. But anyway, it says Gemara, lo, you don't have a Hechrich anyway, because Lizra Okumishtaim with the Mechayiv. It could be that when you throw something, even if it only has two walls, it's already Rosh Hashanah on a Doraisa level, which obviously reads better according to the Rashba. L'taltal adika shalosh, but to be metaltal within it, then you're going to need three walls. Good, so now Rabbi Elazar Amar L'chayayin. Then we had Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah, says that you need two lechis, so you buy a lu. Rabbi Elazar L'chayayin v'korakamar? When Rabbi Elazar says you need two lechis, does he mean to say you need two lechis in addition to a kara? Odilma L'chayayin below korakamar? Or maybe he means to say that whereas Beis Shammai first said lechi v'kara, the other option is just two lechis, meaning of the three possible things to do, lechi here, kara there, you only need two of them, whatever, whichever two you choose, either two lechis or one lechi and one kara. The Ran is bothered. Why do we have to know what Rabbi Eliezer really meant? We don't pass like Rabbi Eliezer anyway. We pass like the Beis Hillel. So he says, nah, that's exactly the Gemara's suffix. Is Rabbi Eliezer requiring two lechis and a kara, which would then make it obvious that he's following Shitas Beis Shammai and just adding a requirement, in which case we would absolutely reject Rabbi Elazar, or if he does, maybe he's saying that you don't need a korah, and it could be that he's trying to be mefareh shitas Beis Hillel, that when Beis Hillel says lechi, he doesn't mean one lechi, he means two lechis, and if Rabbi Elazar is being mefareh shitas Beis Hillel, so then we have what to discuss. Maybe we would paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. So says Gemara Tashma, will bring a riot to be poshet this suffix of what Rabbi Eliezer means. When he says two lechis, does he mean two lechis plus a korah, or just two lechis? Maisa, Rabbi Eliezer shalach etz Rabbi Yosef ben prayed to Talmido. One time, Rabbi Eliezer visited Rabbi Yosef ben prayed to his Talmud Ovalin in a place that was called Ovalin. And he saw that he was sitting in a mavi that only had one lechi. So Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Yosef ben prayed to his Talmud, "Bini, asay lechi achar, make another lechi. You only have one lechi. You need another lechi." Amalav chil sasma ani tzarich. So he said, "Well, I need to close off the whole fourth side. I mean, why do I have to do so many things?" So Amalav, you saw him mabakach. Why does it hurt you to close off the fourth side? I mean, then you'll know for sure you're in a rishus yachid. So why not? So Amram Shimon Gamliel lo nechlu beisham beisilel al mavoi shu pachos me arba amos sheinu tzarich klum. That beisham beisilel agree that if the mavoi is less than four amos, it doesn't need any sort of tikkun. Al ma nechlu al rachav me arba amos vaad eser. The whole machlok is between 4 and 10 amos. Beisham yom lechi vikara ubeisilel amrin ol lechi okara. Beisilel says one or the other. But that's the end of the brisa. So now, Katani Mihas, we're going to go back to that first part of the Brisa, where Rabbi Yosef ben Preda said to Rabbi Eliezer, when Rabbi Eliezer advised him to put up an additional lechi, he said, "V'chiluch sosma ani tzarech." What, I need to close off the whole thing? Well, iam prisham lechiayin vikara, if Rabbi Eliezer was actually asking him to make sure he has two lechis plus a kara, mishamach yamar v'chiluch sosma ani tzarech. Now I understand that characterization, that he's saying, oh, come on, that seems like a bit much, that it seems like I'm closing off the whole fourth side. Eliam l'chayayin below kara, may l'selsmo. But if anyway he already had a lechi, he was going to require either a lechi and a kara, or two lechis, but he wasn't requiring anything extra, so then why would he use such a lashon of v'chil l'selsmo? The mavoi is not really closed off, so you see from this brisa that Rabbi Elazar and the Mishnah must require both two lechis and a kara in addition to that. The Rashba raises the question that if Rabbi Elazar holds you need two lechis and a kara, why did he tell Rabbi Yossi ben Preda his Talmud to make another lechi? It's more mistaver that the Talmud was doing like Beis Hillel. He had only one lechi, so what Rabbi Elazar should have told him is make another lechi plus a kara. But you look at the lashon of the brisa. He said that the guy was sitting in a mavi that had only lechi echad, and omelo bni asay lechi acher. He told him to make another lechi. He never told him to make a kara. So the Rashba understands Rabbi Yosef ben Preda was not following Beis Hillel initially, because then Rabbi Lezer should have said that. Because then the Talmud should have said, "I'm following Shitas Beis Hillel." But rather, he was from the Talmid Beis Shammai. He was the Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer, who himself was Shamute, who himself was one of the Talmidei Beis Shammai, but he made a mistake within Rabbi Eliezer's Shita. He thought that Rabbi Eliezer only required a lechi and a korah. He didn't realize that Rabbi Eliezer requires two lechis and a korah, so therefore he made one lechi, one korah, and Rabbi Eliezer told him to add another lechi to it. That's how the Rashba understands what happened over here. So even though the Brisa reported that he found him sitting in a mavi that ain lo elo lechi echad, it meant in addition to the korah, which obviously he must have had because he was trying to follow the sheet of Beis Shammai. And then Rabbi Eliezer corrected him and said, you should have a second lechi on top of that. So that's where he got upset, and he said, what do I need a second lechi for? So that seems to be the raya. So says the Gemara again. If it's lechiayin without a korah, what's the lesosmo? What do you mean? It could be that it was two lechis without a korah, and he's saying, what do I need so many lechis? So it's not necessarily a raya that Rabbi Eliezer holds you need two lechis plus a korah. So Amar, we had mentioned in that brisa, once we're quoting this brisa, we also brought shitas from Shimon Gamliel, that Amram Shimon Gamliel lo nechlu b'sham b'sil al-mavich paks mi'arba amos she'en otar klum, that b'sham b'sil agree that if the mavo is less than 4 amos, then you don't need anything at the entranceway. Says Gemara, what? Va'anantanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Mishum Rabbi Yishmael Amar Talmud Echol Evnei Rabbi Akiva, Lo Nechlu B'Sham B'Sel Al Mavo Yishu Pachs Me'ar Ba'amos, Shu Nitar O Belechi O Bekorah. Look, we had two shitas in our Mishnah. Either Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel maintain their opinions with all of the requirements, regardless of whether it's less than 4 amos or more than 4 amos, or the most makil sheet that we had in the Mishnah was that when it's less than 4 amos, everyone agrees that Beis Hillel's tikkun is good enough. Either a lechi or a korah. No one said in our Mishnah that if it's less than 4 amos, you need nothing. It's either a lechi or a korah. So how can Rabbi Shimon Gamliel all of a sudden say that if it's less than 4 amos, you need absolutely nothing? So the truth is, Marsha points out in Madur Basra, that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is a Tana, but if there was another version in Tanaim, in addition to the two that we had in the Mishnah, of what Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argued about, that should have appeared in the Mishnah. So even though Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is a Tana, it's most mistaver that he's conforming to one of the shitos that was presented in the Mishnah. So Rav Ashi hachi ka'amar. No, this is what it means to say. Eino tzarech lechi v'kora ki Beis Shammai, v'lo lechi yayin ki Rabbi Eliezer, elo o lechi o kora ki Beis Hillel. That's all Rabbi Shimon Gamliel meant to say, is what was reported in our Mishnah in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, that when it's pachos, me'ar ba'amos, even Beis Shammai would agree that o lechi o kora. V'kama, now how wide does the entranceway have to be to require anything, meaning we're saying now, even if it's less than 4 amos, still requires a tikkun. Is there an entranceway that would be so narrow that it wouldn't require any tikkun whatsoever? So, Amar Rav Achlai, V'itema Rav Yechiel, same letters, or similar, so Rav Achai or Rav Yechiel, Rav Achlai or Rav Yechiel says, Ad Arba'a, that as long as the entranceway is 4 tefachim wide or larger, it's going to need some sort of tikkun. If it's less than 4 tefachim wide, it's not an entranceway to begin with, and therefore it's as if it's closed off. You don't need any sort of tikkun if the entrance is less than 4 tefachim wide. So Amrav Sheshe, Sam Rabbi Yemri Barab Amrav, Modim Chamu Rabbi Eliezer Bepasei Chotzer, that even the Chamu disagree with Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah and hold that you don't need two lechis in a mavoi, you only need one lechi. They're moda by a chotzer that's nifrats to a makom ha'asula, that you need pasim, that you need two boards, one on either side of the chotzer, meaning in such a case when it's not a mavoi but it's a chotzer, then you're going to need two lechis, except we don't call them lechis over here, we're calling them pasim. So whenever we refer to chatzer, we refer to it as pasim. So Tosfos wonders that our sugya sounds like even pasim chatzer don't need a shear, they don't need to be any size, so they could be a kol shu. So why would we call them pasim, meaning normally you would assume a pas means a board, a lechi means a pole, so a lechi could be very narrow, and a pas has to be something that has a little more size to it. So Tosfos is bothered over here, and Dibra Maskel V'Pasi, why would we characterize this as Pasim? And Tosfos doesn't really give an answer. So Tosfos HaRash gives a couple of answers. Tosfos HaRash suggests that since there are those that hold that if you make a Chatzar, you make only one Lechi in a Chatzar, that one Lechi would have to be 4 Tefachim, so therefore the word Pas is always associated with a Chatzar, because there are two ways to fix a Chatzar, either two Lechis that are each a Mashahu, or one Lechi that's a full 4 Tefachim. So since there one of those options involves involves a lechi that's four tvachim. So whenever we talk about that which you're being matir chatzar with, we always use the term pas. Or it could be, says the Tosa Rush, since it's normal to be koveya adeles by the Pesach HaChatzar, a chatzar is a much more private kind of area. So normally they would put a door by the entrance right of the chatzar, so it's much more normal for them to have an actual board there, something that's going to support a door in a more substantial way than just having a lechi. Rav Nachman Amar Alachak Rav Lezer Bepasei Chatzar. Rav Nachman says we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer when it comes to Pasei Chatzar, meaning even though there are those that disagree with Rabbi Eliezer, even in the case of a chatzar, and hold that you only need one pas by a chatzar, at least when it comes to a chatzar, we hold like Rabbi Eliezer that you need two pas. And we're not going to hold like Rabbi Eliezer when it comes to a mavoi, but at least when it comes to a chatzar, we're going to hold you need two pas. And why are we more machmir by a chatzar than we are by a mavoi? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Simon Shin Samach Gimel that the reason that we're more machmir is because whenever it's made more for a dira and for tashmish etznius, it needs more mechitzos in order for it to be kavua for that purpose, in order to take on that kind of status of Rosh HaSiyachid. And a chatzar is made more for doing private types of things in it, and therefore you need to make it hukaf ledira, meaning it's not always, the definition of a particular Rosh HaSiyachid is not always only about mechitzos. It's also about that it's usable as a dira, right? That's the whole issue we're going to have many times in the Masechta of a Karpeth, that sometimes you could have an Erev around the whole community, but there's some area within the community that's not usable, that people can't really live in. A forest, it's not pleasant to walk through, or like we have over here, the water, between Woodmere and North Woodmere. So people can't use that water. You don't go in that way, you're not allowed to take boats on that water. There's nothing you could do in that water. It's not a livable place. So if that's the case, even though it's fully surrounded by mechitzos, meets all the criteria of Rosh HaSiyachid, but it's not ledira. If it's not hukaf ledira, then we have to exclude it from the Erev, and that's why we takadu, that's why we have fencing all around that whole water. And if you see people walking in there on Shabbos, which you often do when people move to the neighborhood, and they're pushing strollers in there, that's taka a problem. But anyway, so that's what we're saying over here as well, that by a chatzer, says Mishnah Berurah, it has to be a livable chatzer, and it's only livable if it has extra tzniyos, so you need an extra requirements on that wall of the chatzer. So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, man modim, who's the one that we say that are moda, that there's a Tana that disagrees with Rabbi Lazar by a mavoi, but agrees to him when it comes to a chatzer? Rebbe, that's assuming that's Rebbe. So Mechlal, did I read everything? Yeah, okay, I didn't skip anything, right? So Mechlal de Pligi. So that implies that there are Tanaim that disagree with Rabbi Lezer about a chatzar as well. So man palagalei, who disagrees with him even about a chatzar? Rabbana detanya chatzar nitaris bepas echad. Rabbi Omer b'shnei pasin. We have a brisa that a chatzar is mutter with a single pas, and Rabbi says that you in fact need two pasin by a chatzar. So now the Gemara explains the shita of Rabbi Yochanan by a chatzar. So Amrav Asi Amrav Yochanan chatzar tzricha shnei pasin. A chatzar requires two pasin. Amrle Rabbi Zeir le Rabbi Asi. Mi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi? Does Rabbi Yochanan really say that a chatzar needs two boards in order for it to be mutter? Va'atudam Rimeshved Rabbi Yochanan Pasei Chatzar Tzrichen Shieben Arba'a, that the Pasei Chatzar need to be four tvachim wide. So it must be that Rabbi Yochanan does not require two of them if he requires it to be four tvachim wide. V'chitema Arba'a Mikan Arba'a Mikan. And if you can tell me he does require two of them, and he requires each of them to be four tvachim wide. Va'atani Ravad Baravimi Kamed Rabbi Chanina Va'amrila Kamed Rabbi Chanina Bar Papi. We had a brisa that explained that if you have a chatzar gedola that's nifrats to a chatzar ketana be'esra gedola ba'achasas, right? Remember we had the case of the two chatzeros that border on each other. One of them was wider than the other. And how much wider was it? It was wider by one amma than the other one. There was only a one amma difference between them. So the chatzar gedola has two pasim, so to speak, because it has that extra width on each side. How much could those two pasim be? It's only one amma wider. It's only six tvachim wider. See, each of the pasim can only be three tvachim. So you see that you don't need a shnei pasim that are each four tvachim. So when Rabbi Yochanan says you need a four tefach pas, he must mean one pas. So how can you say that Rabbi Yochanan requires shnei pasim? So kisalik Rabbi Zeira miyami, when Rabbi Zeira came miyami, which Rashi understands means from the yam, in the Golos Chachmas Menoch, he says that even though the yam is lashon yachid, nevertheless we sometimes
use Lashon Rabbim when we describe the Yam. Ulamikvar Amayim Kara Yamim, right? But the Ritva says, nah, that's not what Yami means over here. It should have said Kisalik Rabbi Zera Min Yama. That's how the Gemara would normally say it if it means the Yam. It must mean that Yami is the name of a place. Okay, wherever Rabbi Zera came from, he either got off a boat or he just arrived from out of town from a place called Yami. But Pirsha, he explained Rabbi Yochanan Shita that when you're Masakin Chatzer by putting up a pass, Biruach Achas Ba'arba'a, Mishtei Ruchos Mashulukan, Mashulukan. Very simple, answer for Rabbi Yochanan. It's not a stira. Rabbi Yochanan holds that if you're going to make a pass on only one side, then it needs to be four tfachim. If you're going to make on both sides, then Mashumikan, Mashumikan. Vadutani Adabaravimi, and that which Adabaravimi says, where that you have to have two passim, that each one is three tfachim wide, Rabbi Hivisavala Krabiosi. That's assuming like Rabbi that requires two passim, but he holds like Rabbi Yossi that the shear of a lechi is always three tfachim. So I'm Rabbi Yossi from Rabbi Dama Shmuel, Chatzar Nitaris Pas Echad. That Shmuel paskin that you only need one pass by a Chatzar. Amalei Abai Rav Yosef, Miyomer Shmuel Hachi. So Abai challenges Rav Yosef. Did Shmuel really say a single pass is good enough for a Chatzar? V'amalei Shmuel Rav Chanani Bar Shila Ato Tavir Uvda Ela O Berov Dofen O Bishnei Pasin, that you should not be Mekil in a Chatzar to be Matir a Chatzar unless you have Rove of the fourth wall closed off, or Shnei Pasin. So how can you say that Shmuel Paskin that you should only have one pass? Because after all, Shmuel instructed Rabbi Chanani Bar Shila that he needs to have two Pasin. So the Rashash is bothered by this. The Lashon that Shmuel told this Talmud is Atlo Tavid Uvda. You have such an expression throughout Shas. Atlo Tavid Uvda is usually used in the context of, even though the halacha is A, Atol Tavid Uvda until B. Meaning, even though really the halacha is to be more makel, you shouldn't be so makel. You should have an extra chumra. That you're on a madrega, that you should have an extra chumra until so the Rashash is bothered. Why doesn't the Gemara just answer that? At Rabba, he paskins pasachar is good enough, but he told us to tell me them they should be extra machmir to have shnei paskin. But that's not what the Gemara assumes. The Gemara is assuming that when he's instructing his Talmud, he's telling him what the Yikar Adin is. So Amalei, so Rav Yosef said Tabai Vanolo Yadana. I don't know how to answer that stira within Shmuel, but I do know that Rav Yehuda paskin to be mekil like what I said in the name of Shmuel, that you only need pas echad. Meaning Rav Yosef says, I'm reporting Shmuel paskin's pas echad. Abai challenges him, but wait, Shmuel instructed to tell me that you need shnei paskin. Says Rav Yosef, I don't know anything about that. Here's what I know. There was a story, Bedura Deravasa, in a village of shepherds. Lashon Yama Nichnas Lachatzarava. There was a case of a Chatzar where there was a flood of some sort, and the Yam started encroaching on the Chatzar. And they wanted to know, can they fill up water that had entered into the Chatzar and bring them into their houses? Meaning, is that considered perfectly fine that it's in Rosh Hashanah? Vasal Kamed Rav Yehuda. So they asked Rav Yehuda what to do about this Chatzar in order to be allowed to take that water. And all he required is one pass. So that's where I'm getting it from. The Rabbi Dover Shmuel holds that you only need one pass. Someday, Lashon Yam Kamritz. He said, wait, you're going to bring a raya from a case of filling up water? Kalusha kilu chacham b'mayim. The chamer always makel when it comes to mayim. Kedabay minei Rav Tavla mirav, like Rav Tavla asher Rav. Mechitza tuliyah. If you have a mechitza that's hanging in the air, ma'u shetatir b'churba. Can such a mechitza be a valid mechitza to be matir, to enclose a churva? So we use an expression of churva because the most likely case of mechitza tuliyah is a churva. A churva means it's dilapidated in some way. So something's broken, something's not complete. So amalei, ein mechitza tuliyah materis el. The mechitza tluya, it is technically a good mechitza. We're only make like that when it comes to mayim. You need to fill up water on a boat, so you make makeshift mechitzas around the side of the boat, and then you would treat those like mechitza tluya, so go all the way down in the water. You could dip a bucket down inside those mechitzas. That's where we're matter on mechitza tluya. So kalush shekel chacham b'mayim, it's a special kula the chacham mev when it comes to filling up water more so than other mekomos, and therefore you can't bring a riot from that. But mikol makom kasha, at the end of the day, though, we have a stira in Shmuel. So, you know, he's reporting that Rav Yosef's defense of himself, that I must be right, that you only need one pass by a chatzar, because after all, in the case of the water, you only needed one pass. That's not necessarily a raya that he holds that way, because it could be that it's dafka by water that we're makel to only require one pass. But at the end of the day, we still have a stira in what Shmuel said. Did Shmuel say you only need one pass, or did Shmuel say shnei passin? So Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Brei Rav Yeshua, Mi Bei Rav, when they came from Yeshiva, Pirshua, they explained the stira that Miruach Achas Barba, Mishtei Ruchas Mashu Lekan, Mashu Lekan. It depends how big the pas is. If you're only going to put one pas, then it's got to be four tefachim wide. If you're going to put two pas in, then you need on both sides. Then it could be very narrow. It doesn't need to be four tefachim wide, but you'll need on both sides. Some Rav Papa, I Kashali Ha Kashali. No, if I have a kasha and Shmuel, here's my kasha. Tamle Shmuel Rav Chanani Bar Shila Atol Tavruvda. O Barov Dofen, O Bishnei Pasin. He instructed his Talmud to either use Rov Dofen or to use Shnei Pasin. So Lamali Rov Dofen, why does he need Rov Dofen on the fourth side? Bepasar Baasagi, just having a pas that's four tefachim wide should be good enough. V'chitema, my Barov Dofen, Bedofen Shiva. Maybe you're going to tell me, no, Rov Dofen means that the whole wall is only seven tefachim wide. So Debar Ba, Havale Rov Dofen. So he was really requiring a pas Arba'a. He called it Rov Dofen because the whole thing was only seven tefachim wide. Well, the Lamali Arba, if the whole thing was only seven tefachim wide, he should not have required four tefachim. Bishlosha Mashu Sagi, all he would need to do is make the entranceway less than four tefachim. And once the entranceway is less than four tefachim, you don't need anything. So you just need 3.1 tefachim to be the pas. So I'm Rav Achli, because remember we had Rav Achli, Vitim Rav Yechiel, same letters we had him before, Ad Arba. We said that any entranceway that's less than four tefachim doesn't need any sort of tikkun at all. So it turns out when the width of the chatzer, of the entranceway of the chatzer is only seven tefachim, a pas of shlosha tefachim umashu would have been good enough. Why does he require four tefachim? So Iba Yisei Makan, so the Gemara has two ways to resolve it. First is Iba Yisei Makan b'chatzer, kan b'mavui. Shmuel by a chatzer was talking about a chatzer that's murvas versus a mavui, meaning the din that Rav Achli said that you don't have to be misakin a pesach that's less than four tefachim is only by a mavui. By a chatzer, we're more machmir, you need a tikkun even when it's less than four tefachim. So when the width of the wall is seven tefachim, 3.1 is not good enough. You need a four tefach wide pass. V'ibay seima, or we could say to Rav Achli gufei tanoihi. Not everyone agrees with Rav Achli that an entranceway of four tefachim or less, that an entranceway of less than four tefachim does not require any sort of tikkun. Maybe it does, and that's why in this case Shmuel required a four tefach wide board. So Tan Rabbanan Loshon Yama Nichnas LeChatzer. If you have some water that encroaches into the chatzer, but Ein Memalin Emenu B'Shabbos, you're not allowed to fill up from that water on Shabbos to bring water into the homes inside the chatzer on Shabbos, because the Yam has a din of a Carmelis and the Bayis is a Rosh HaSiyachit, so you can't bring from the Yam into the Rosh HaSiyachit, from the Carmelis into Rosh HaSiyachit. Eli unless by the entranceway of the chatzar you have a mechitza that's 10 tefachim high in order to build the pirtza of the kosel, so that it shouldn't be less. It shouldn't be 10 amma wide pirtza in the kosel, so you have to make a mechitza to fill in that pirtza. But medvar mamurim she pirtzasa b'yosem me'aser. That's only if the whole pirtza is more than 10 amos. Aval eser ain't sort of klum. But if the pirtza itself is only 10 amos, you don't need any tikkun. Anyway, it's already good enough. It's already a Rosh HaSiyachid. So Mali Udalom Malinan Hatzaltulim Mitaltulinan. Wait a second. It sounds like you're only not allowed to fill up water from there and bring it into the homes. But it sounds like you are allowed to carry water around within the Chatzar. V'anifritza Chatzar B'melua L'makom Ha'asula. But isn't the Chatzar totally open up to the Yam, which is a Makom Ha'asula? So you shouldn't be allowed to be Mitaltul even within the Chatzar. So says Marna Hachmei Eskin and this is like Gedude. Over here, there is a wall on the fourth side of the Chatzar. It's just covered by the water. The flood was so big, it covered over the whole wall that's on the fourth side of the chatzer. So in that case, it is a wall, so you're allowed to carry within that chatzer, but nevertheless, they were machmir not to carry from that chatzer into the homes that are within that chatzer. Now the braisa that we brought said that if the water goes through the mechitzos of the chatzer and enters into the chatzer, so if it's less than 10 amos, you're allowed to be metaltel in the chatzer and you're allowed to be memale on Shabbos from the Yam that enters into the Chatzar. So the Rashi will be here quotes a very important shita of the Ravid. He says that's only if the Mayim is less than 10 tefachim deep. But if the Mayim itself is more than 10 tefachim deep, they are a Rishus b'fnei atzman, and therefore that Rishus doesn't have a mechitza on the Ruach Revius, and you can't be mitzayir for the Mayim, the mechitza of the Chatzar, because they're in a separate Rishus. Meaning if the Mayim is 10 tefachim deep,
sheep over the mechitza, it's considered a separate rishus, and those walls become irrelevant. And this becomes very relevant in community erevin, that whenever you're making it a chaznish, right, whenever you're making it tzuras ha-pesach over something, so tzuras ha-pesach is great, and it works to close off an area, unless there's another rishus right underneath the tzuras ha-pesach, an independent rishus right under the tzuras ha-pesach. So when you think about it, how big is a rishus yachid? It's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim by 10 tefachim of height. So very often you'll have in a rishus hayachid, you'll have right under tzuras ha-pesach another rishus hayachid. A garbage dump is a rishus hayachid. It's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. It's 10 tefachim high. And you know, sometimes you think, if there's no storm, what could happen to the eruv? Someone could just move a garbage dump right under the tzuras ha-pesach. So if you're machmir for that shita saravid, then you really have a problem. And many of the poskim suggest to be machmir for that shita saravid. Rishon Zalman was makel. Rishon Zalman said, nah, it's like having another lechi. Meaning they used to use as a lechi, they used to use like barrels that were 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, 10 tefachim high. So don't look at it like a rishus hayach. Look at it like a lechi. So it's just a lechi. So you made another entranceway in your tzuras ha-pesach. Okay, I'm Rav Yehuda. Mavish lo nishtat v'bovich shir b'lechi. If you have a mavi that they did not make a shituf in, so if you're machshir, you were machshir with a lechi, hazorik letocha chayiv. If you throw from Rishus Rabin into it, you're chayiv. But a chshiru b'korah, hazorik letocha potter. If they're only machshir with a korah, if you throw into it, you're potter. So maskar of sheishas time of the l'nishtat v'bo. It sounds like because they didn't make a shituf, they didn't join in a box of matzahs. Hanishtat v'bo afilu chshiru b'korah nami chayiv. But if they made a shituf, then even if they were machshir with a korah, you'd be chayiv. V'chikikar zu also. Also Rishus HaYachid or Rishus HaRabim, what does the box of matzahs have to do with making something Rishus HaYachid or Rishus HaRabim? That's just about joining the people together within the Rishus HaYachid. But as far as defining Rishus HaYachid or Rishus HaRabim, Vatanya, the Gemara asks another kasha. Chatzer Rishus HaRabim Mevuah Shein Mefulash, you have chatzeros that a lot of homes open up into, or Mevuahs that are closed on three sides, Bein Yirvu, Bein Lo Yirvu, whether they join together or not, Hazorik L'Tochem Chayiv. So you see that even when you don't make a Shetufa Mevuahs, is considered Rishus HaYachid, and if you throw into it, you're chayiv. But the brisa sounded not that way. So Eli'i and Mar Hachi and Mar. No. Here's how to explain the brisa. That on Rabbi the Mavui she'ena ra'ui l'shitov. You have a mavui that before you're masaking it properly, there's no shitov avuos that could be matir to be metaltal in it. So then echshir b'lechi, if you're a matir at al yidei alechi at one end, even though it's not ra'ui for a shitov anymore, midraban it's still also to be metaltal in it. But at least you've made it a Rishus HaYachid on a daraisa level. So azorik l'tov. But a chshira b'korah, if you're a makshir with a korah, hazorik l'tocha potter, it's not even a rishus yachid on a daraisa level. If you're zorik into it, you're going to be potter. So amal k'savar lechi mishum chitza of a korah mishum heker. Why would there be a difference between a lechi and a korah? It must be that a lechi is an actual mechitza. So once you put a lechi on the third wall, you've now made it a rishus yachid daraisa. So midraban is still not good enough because you still have an open fourth wall. But at least you've made it a rishus yachid daraisa, which means if you throw something from the rishus rabim into it, you're chayiv. But if all you did is you put a korah over the third wall, a korah is not a wall. A korah is just a hacker. So the korah is not going to work over here. And I mean, the korah doesn't turn it into rishus yachid because it's not a wall anyway. It's only a hacker. V'chein amar Rabba, lechi mishum mechitza, v'korah mishum hacker. That a lechi is a mechitza, a korah is a hacker. V'rav amar achazeh v'achazeh mishum hacker. Rabba says, no, both a lechi and a korah are a hacker. Say Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba l'Rava. But then what do you do with what we just said, the brisa that we just said, that if you have a lechi, you're going to be chayiv? It sounds like it becomes a rishus hayachid by making a lechi. If the lechi is only a hacker, how can it turn it into rishus yachid? That it only needs a lechi at one end in order to be matir to be metaltel. Meaning if you're dealing with, the brisa means to say, if you have a mavoi that's not mefulash, that all it needs is a lechi, it already has three walls, and all it needs to be matir and even midrabanan is a lechi, then azarik letocha chayiv. Then if you throw into it, you're going to be chayiv. Lechi v'davar acher, but if you're dealing with a mavoi that's mefulash, that it needs both a lechi on one side and something else on the other side, then azarik letocha patir. Then if you throw into it, you're patir because it's not a rishus yachid at all. Say isive, so the Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba asks on Rava, Yisrael kein amar Rabbi Yehuda, mishi yeshal shnei batim b'shnei tzidi rishus ram. We spoke about a case you have two houses on two sides of rishus ram, and you want to carry from one to the other. So also lechi mikan v'lechi mikan, or kari mikan v'kari mikan, and the v'nosi v'nosi b'emtza. You can make either two lechis on either side of the house,
or two karas that run across the homes, and then you're allowed to carry between them. You can't be ma'ariv Rosh Hashanah in such a way. So you see that a lechi works midin mechitza, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you made a lechi mikan velechi mikan, you're allowed to be metaltal be'emtza. So it's a kasha on Rava who said that a lechi is mishum hekir. So you can't say that only Rabbi Yehuda holds that way, but the Chacham disagree, because even the Chacham only disagree by Rosh Hashanah because there's a derech harabim that walk through, but a mavoi that doesn't have a derech harabim, the Chacham would also agree. So hasam kasavar Rabbi Yehuda shtei mechitza daraisa. That whole sugya is assuming that shtei mechitza daraisa. We assume that shalosh mechitza is daraisa. Amrav dem rav mavoi she'arko karachva in nitra belechi mashu. That if you have a mavoi that's exactly a square, then a lechi mashu is not going to work because it's not considered a mavoi anymore. Then it's considered a chatzer. Amrav chia barashi amrav mavoi she'arko karachva in nitra bekara tefach. A kara doesn't work when a mavoi is exactly square. Wow, how accurate these Zakenim are when they teach Torah. Given the Arko Karachbo, have a lechotzer, the chotzer in the terrace, but after we kara, el bepasar ba'a. Because once it's square, then it's a chotzer, it's not a mavui, and a chotzer is not, you can't be matir a chotzer with just a lechi or a curry. You need a board that's four tvachim wide. So I'm Rabbi Zeri, e kashali ha kashali, lahavi hai lechi kapas mashu vinishtari. So that, why don't we say that the lechi is considered like a pas, that should therefore be matir even in a chatzer. So shtamite hadam ravasi rabbi yochanan pasi chatzer tzvich shei ben arba'a. He must have forgotten. It's not a pas, because if it's not four tefachim, it's not a pas. So a lechi is not going to be good enough. Amar of Nachman, naktinan, ezu mavish nitar belechi v'kara. What is the definition of a mavui where we're so makel that we allow a lechi and a kara according to Beis Shammai, or a lechi or a kara according to Beis Hillel? Kol she'arko yasar al rachbo. It has to be rectangular and not square. Ubatim v'chatzeres p'suchim l'tocho. And there are homes and chatzeres that open up into it. Ve'ezu v'chatzer she'en nitaris belechi v'kara. And what's a chatzer that is not going to be mutter with just a lechi or a kara? El bepas arba is going to require a four tefach board. Kol Murubas, it's got to be square. Murubas in agul lo, you mean square as opposed to circle? Says, no, not square as opposed to circle. Hachi kamer. I arka yeso al rach ba'avle mavui. If it's rectangular, it's a mavui. Umavui belachi v'kara sagya. And a mavui, we're more makel, you only need a lachi or a kara. The ilo, but if it's not rectangular, meaning it's square, havale chatzer, then it's a chatzer. The kama, and what defines the difference between a square and a rectangle? How rectangle? How much longer does it have to be than wide? Two opinions. Savar Shmuel, the memra. Shmuel held that it's got to be twice as long as it is wide. So Rav says, no, my uncle Rabbi Chia said, that even if it's just a little bit longer than it is wide, that's already out of the dimensions of a chatzer and becomes the dimensions of a mavoi. Okay, we'll stop there. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up from there. And then on Sunday, we'll pick up from the Mishnah on Yid Gimel and Bez Hashem.